Blog Talk Radio.
They came up with a whole set of laws called the slave codes. And you know what they were? They were a set of laws to reinstitute slavery. Let me tell you what they were. There was the vagrancy law. A vagrant was any person who wasn't fully employed, didn't have a place of residence. You know who that was? The 4 million slaves who just found that they were free. As soon as they stepped off the plantation, you're breaking the law, they locked you up.
Wow.
And as soon as they started that process, then they created what's called the convict lease program. You know what the convict lease program was? The convict lease program was a program that said once you were arrested and incarcerated, you could be leased back to the plantation.
Wow.
Sometime before your bed even got cold. Then they said, oh, yeah, you want to vote? Sure, we got the literacy law. You know what that law was? The literacy law said that you could vote, but you had to first read this statement. If you read the statement, you were arrested. Why? Because the only way you could read it, if you know how to read it, was against the law. And so they had the legal system set up and designed to reinstitute chattel slavery. Now we got to fast forward. But we don't got a lot of time. But what I will tell you, even today, they got this drug-free zone. Let me tell you why the drug-free zone is a joke. Drug-free zone said if you get caught with drugs, either in your possession, sale, or distribution, in a drug-free zone, which is 500 feet from a school, that you are required to get the maximum penalty. Well, guess what? Anywhere you go, get them 500 or 1,000 feet from a school, which means we automatically going to get the maximum. That's when they come up with the mandatory minimum, which say, well, then, if in fact you get arrested with a certain amount of drugs, I got to give you 15 to life. You know why? Because the prison industrial complex is a business, and we are a commodity. We were brought here as a commodity. As soon as they figured out that they could no longer use us in the way they use us, they had to figure out a new way to use us. And when this wave runs out, they'll come up with another way to use us. Until we wake up, until we raise our consciousness, until we recognize that I want you to kill each other. I want you to call your sister by the female. I want you to call each other niggas. I want y'all to rob and steal each other. You know why? Because I make money all the way to the bank. My daughter's the stenographer. My uncle is the judge. My nephew is the prosecutor. My cousin is the defense attorney. And my brother is the correction officer. My other cousin is a warden. And if you die and kill each other, I make the embalming fluid to bury your dead ass.
Hey, welcome to the attic. Yeah, I wanted to come at the cast a little different tonight because that's just kind of where my mental is right now. The Attic is a Wednesday night podcast that me and my folks, my family, my friends, we get together and we discuss current events like we discuss them. Again, sometimes some of the shit that you hear might not be your particular flavor of vodka. We'll change flavors because our show stays the same. Hey, Cass, how we doing tonight? Is everybody up and ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
We's ready.
Baby boy, where you at? How you good? I ain't talked to baby boy in a minute. How you doing?
I'm good. How you?
All right, I am outstanding, man. I'm pumped. I'm motivated. I feel like after this show, I'll probably go get on the treadmill and run about 3 or 4 miles. That's how I'm feeling right now.
Ooh. All right, well, you go ahead.
All right. Yeah, that's what I said. Go ahead with your bad self.
What's it? How Flavor Flav say, don't believe the hype. Man, I'm going to bed. Yeah, that's just what that's going to be. Hey, Brother Messenger, how you doing tonight, man?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good, my brother.
Okay. Is my baby sister with me?
I am here, my brother.
All right. See, that's the attorney of the family. If there's some shit to be found out, baby sister's going to find that shit out. Ain't no need to hide it. She's going to get you. Ain't no need to hide it. She's going to get that ass up. Nurse Carmen, how you doing tonight?
I'm great, thank you.
All right. Who else we got there? Is that Sister Sunshine?
Yes, it is. Hi, you guys.
Hi,
hey,
how are
we doing?
Hey, what's
you
up,
down there supporting Brother Gillum, right?
Of course.
All right, if you tell my man, if you see him, tell him I said call me because we're going to talk about that thing. Yeah, just talk just like that. He'll know.
Okay.
we want to talk about that thing. Right? He'll know. Hey, but anyway, did I forget anybody? Did I miss anybody? Hey, Sister Purr, how you doing this evening?
Hi, guys. Sorry I'm late.
Hello, my
Hi,
sister.
How are you?
Wonderful. I am fine as frog hair, that's for sure.
Okay. All right. Frog hair.
Okay. Well, frog hair is so fine you can't see it.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
Here we go.
Okay.
See, I was going to put that in School 13 Alabama Project phase. But she covered it. Hey, but anyway, listen. Yeah, it hits you late. I got a bunch of comedy skits that once I say them, it's like dissolving comedy. You don't get it right away, but 3 minutes later, it's some real funny shit. And let's get started with our show tonight. You know, again, first of all, let me say this. When I sat out, or when I began the quest, when I received the vision that I should have a podcast, the last thing I wanted to do was have a political type shit on my show. I'm serious. But it seems like with 45 and the cast of characters he keeps himself surrounded with, it is virtually impossible to talk about anything but that. So at some point, podcast audience, he's going to be gone. And when I say gone, I mean his term will be over. And then we can get on to watch his normal crooked shit. The shit still going to be crooked. We can get back to normal crooked shit and keep moving. But right now, in the news media, his boy Kavanaugh is about to, as we say, his boy Kavanaugh about to blow the pooch. Yeah, because the motherfucker seemed to be dirty. He seemed to have
the pooch.
But he gonna blow the pooch right now. That's what he gonna do. And they don't know what to do because they scrambling. Because listen, him being a judge. Now again, I don't know where he is right now, but I know that the shit that they said he did, I'm 100% believing he did that shit. Because now think about this. Because we gonna jump right into this topic here. The shit that old girl Chris Ford, the shit that she said he did was he attempted to rape her. Now he didn't say he penetrated. So now his position is, I don't know shit about that, and that's got to be the only position he can take. Because if he knows anything, because again, I was also surprised to see that shit happened a while ago. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm sorry. Everybody deserves a second chance. But from my understanding, and panel, please jump in on this, it's my understanding that any allegations, unless you Clarence Thomas and they put some bullshit out there for you, of sexual allegations or sexual improprieties disqualifies you from being a Supreme Court justice. That's why it was so important for Clarence Thomas to hold on to the story. I don't know shit about what she's talking about. Because if you admit to being a part of it, it doesn't mean that you raped her. But that in itself disqualifies you from Supreme Court. Can anybody confirm or deny that?
Well, I'm sorry. I just have one question. Why is he...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I just have a question. Why does he get a second chance? I mean, they went after Bill 35 years for something 35 years ago. Why does he get a second chance?
Well, see, now right now my thing is he ain't getting no second chance. But they trying to bullshit because the media got involved, so they was going to push that shit through. Now, and again, we're going to skip around a little bit, but let me just throw let me just throw this fucking haymaker and get this out of my arsenal real quick to you Democratic soft-ass people. I'm sorry. You know the turmoil that this the 45 seems to have the nation in as per your guidance, and I'm going to try to stay politically correct. And you have evidence to stop him from putting a strategic piece of his puzzle in play, and you hold on to that, Feinstein, I say that's fucked up. I'm sorry. I don't know no other way to put that to you. That's fucked up. Now go ahead and talk to me.
Well, from my understanding, it has to come from the White House in order to make the FBI do the necessary investigation into this alleged rape. Is that correct? Or can Sessions have the FBI do it?
Not on his own.
Hey, big bro, only thing Sessions could do right now is go ahead and get him an appointment for that moving company. Yeah, that's all Sessions could do right now.
Yeah.
And find out what they want him to show up and get all his shit out of his office. So we're not going to talk about Jeff tonight, but that motherfucker ups his ass and gets fired. Yeah, but again,
I mean, because
but if Feinstein, because
she took a lie detector test already and she passed it.
Watch this. I'm saying, now watch this. I don't know the lady. I don't know Brett. We're going to call him Brett because he ain't no fucking justice. And I don't know Brett. But my thing is this. Yeah. The manner in which the evidence is laid out before any testimony, he looked guilty as hell. So if you look guilty as hell, even if you come away good, you still blemished. This chick done, this lady then went and had lie detector tests done. She had, again, she had therapy on this shit before he became the nominee. So this ain't no shit she just put together. And she a damn professor, so I don't know. I mean, I don't know her, but just based on what I read, and that could be 1,000% wrong, I don't know. She sounds credible.
But they still need to do the necessary investigation that the FBI should be doing, and they're not even meaning the White House. The White House should still be ordering, the White House should still instruct the FBI to do the necessary investigation, and they're not even doing that much because there was supposed to be a third person there.
Yeah.
Am I not, is that correct?
Mark Judge.
Yeah.
Mark Judge, his buddy.
His buddy, the one that actually stopped him from going through with it.
Watch this. But everything that they say right now, that he did a paper or a press conference a year or two back, and they got this saying at Georgetown. What happens at Georgetown Prep stays at Georgetown Prep. So he relatively confident that Mark Judge ain't going on, as Donald Trump, as 45 would say, Mark Judge ain't going to flip on him. But now let me say this, though. Mark Judge is a writer, all right? Now, and apparently he likes to write books. And he writes books about shit that he did during his alcohol and addiction years when him and Brett was homeboys. Now, again, I don't know this to be a fact, but can we say if I'm hanging out with you and you have an addiction and alcoholism, is it reasonably possible to say we do the same shit?
Birds of a feather flock together.
That's what I'm saying. In one of his books, he makes fun or he glorifies the fact that him and Kavanaugh used to get so fucking drunk, they black out and don't remember shit. Now, again, I don't know. If I'm digging back in your past, that might be something that might concern me. Now, again, I'm not saying you can't overcome and improve. You just can't overcome and improve to this level. You can be a district circuit court judge. You just can't be on the Supreme Court. But all in all, minus these allegations coming up, they would have already voted his ass in, man.
That's part of the reason why the White House isn't going to have the FBI do a thorough background check, because all kinds of stuff, because that Georgetown days and those, because they were spoiled kids that got to do what they want and never really got into trouble for anything that they did. So this is one of the reasons why they're not trying to do no thorough background check. Because they, not only that, but they don't know what else might come up. And this is why they hold it steady.
So then what branch of government is going to step up and have that done? Because it has to be done. It needs to be done.
There is no branch that can do it. And I heard my brother when he said the Democrats, they are a bunch of wussies. But they're trying to do things the right way, and unfortunately, they got no power. And that woman that had that paper, all she got is her word, and she told them that I wouldn't because they knew that the guy has so much stuff going on with him that somebody would have seen the light. Like, for instance, with him wanting to do away with abortions and stuff of that nature.
Roe versus
she
Wade.
Figured that yeah, they Roe would be Wade. Right. They would be able to get enough votes, but even those two female Republicans, they was acting all witchy-watchy, and they was going to vote for him anyway. So the Democrats don't got much hope right now. Only hope they got is November. They can't really do much
what,
of
though?
Anything. All they could do is what they're doing now is slowing stuff down.
Yeah, but watch this, though. Oh, this ain't his first, as Judge Judy would say, kerfuffle. Nah, this ain't his first shit. Because they had him all twisted up by some fucking emails. You know, so he already lied on the oath. And that's, you know, that ain't
yeah.
my word. That's, you know what I'm saying? So my thing is, they need to stand up and have some webbles. Yeah, and hold on to them.
Oh, that's without a doubt.
Make sure, yeah, but again, all I can say is, 45 must got a gangster fucking game, son. Because he got everybody shook. Well, no, watch this. Everybody in the White House, if they want to say something, they writing shit on tissue, giving it to pigeons, and then pigeons fly across the country with it. They scared. Ain't nobody doing shit about nothing except for of his way and making sure you stay off the list of people that he don't like. And
that's
scary.
Right. They want a job. They want a job.
That's
they
right.
want a job, man.
Fuck the people who put me here. Watch this. They be saying shit like, fuck the people who voted for me to be here. I'm going to get back to them later. Right now, I'm in a survival game. And on some aspects, I kind of understand that. Kind of. Not a whole lot, but just trying to understand it. Because, again, if you play along, sometimes you got to play along to go along. And if you just everybody just stand up to him, that crazy son of a bitch will just run the country with him and his people. He'll say, okay, we don't have a governor. Well, fuck that. We won't worry about that. We won't worry about that either. Because that's his level. And it's just it's fucking scary to hear so many people talk about our president. Like, he a fucking imbecile, man. I mean, think about this shit, man. You hear more comments about he crazy, he an idiot, he don't have no understanding. And that's kind of scary for those kind of comments to come so consistently about our commander-in-chief. But nonetheless, let's get back. Again, I know I deviated, but let's get back to Kavanaugh ass for a minute. Yeah, let's get back on Kavanaugh.
Giving her until – so she has until Monday, because if she doesn't show up on Monday, they're going to go ahead with the vote?
But see, now –
is that how
– and please – hey, Cass, I know I'm very loquacious today, so please feel free to cut in at any time. But check this shit. Her first – after her statement – yeah, after her statement, right, she don't get interviewed, investigated, or nothing – she gets to put her ass on national fucking TV in a Senate hearing. That's her brief. That ain't right to put nobody through that shit. You get ready. Watch this. People who testify in front of the Senate have weeks and shit to prepare for that. You know what I'm just saying? And again, we talking about some shit that happened in 1980. This shit took place.
Well,
so,
and they actually got
whole,
the Kavanaugh guy, they actually got him. Ever since this came up, they've had him in the White House on a daily briefing and stuff, going over stuff to him. The crux of the matter is, bro, that no matter what they do, he getting in there.
Unless the Republicans grow a spine,
he getting in there. Okay.
And watch this. I think he's going to stay out, and I think he's going to stay out at the hands of the Republicans, man, because, again, there ain't but so much shit a person going to put up with, man. I'm serious. And I think that this is going to be, watch this, their move. And then right after they make that move not to confirm Kavanaugh, all them suckers is going to church. They're going to bury themselves in church and pray to whoever it is they pray to, that the Republicans will be praying that the Democrats take control of the House and the Senate, because that's the only way they can keep their job.
Hey, bro, have you watched the news?
Yeah.
Go ahead, baby boy.
I was going to say, I think he's going to get in, and then if the Democrats take the House and the Senate, they're going to knock his ass down. They're going to bring him back down.
They can't take him out. When
they
can.
Once you get in there, that's it.
Yeah, that's
a job for life. No, that's a job for life.
Yeah, you don't get, taken down.
If he lied.
What about if he lied about something?
Yeah.
Can he be removed then
like
if they found out he lied?
No. Listen to me, y'all.
I'm saying,
when he is confirmed, that's it.
No, I don't think it is, dude. I think I remember I was watching on MSNBC. If he lied, they can go back. They can go and look at that. That's what they're going to do. If they get the House and the Senate, they're going to go over all that shit. And they're going to correct
that. I'm pretty sure
that's grounds for them to knock your ass about the Supreme Court, because they want to knock him out where he just came from.
The district court.
They wanted to knock him out, but here he is going for Supreme Court justice.
Yep.
Hello.
Because the Republicans control everything.
Yeah. When you got the big man behind you and they following behind him, there you go. I understand it. It ain't right what they doing, but they doing it because they're taking advantage of it. And if you're out there having unprotected sex and you get pregnant. You know, it's that 12-step program, and I don't mean we have flight of stairs, miscarriage.
Okay, but you know what?
I just Googled it, and it said unless you're impeached by Congress, impeached or convicted by Congress, resign or retire. Only one justice has been impeached by the House of Representatives, and that was in 1804.
So he can be impeached.
What year was that?
Then, right?
I just said that.
Yeah, it was in 1804.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
I just said that.
So then he can be removed then, right? By being impeached.
Yeah, it said impeached.
You know what? Let me say this to y'all. He can be impeached, but you know the president can be impeached.
They're not
going to
impeach him though.
Thank you. Just like they're not going to impeach Kavanaugh. That's all I was trying to get to. But you're right, baby boy. He can be out. He can be taken out. But it ain't going to happen.
No.
It's not going to happen.
No.
If they get the House and the Senate.
That's not true. If
they
get
the
House
and the Senate,
they can impeach him. Ain't nothing Trump can do.
But they're not going to do it.
Republicans are gangsters, man. But the Democrats, they just want to steal money. But the Republicans, they want to take money, motherfuckers. They do. They don't come.
So you think if the Democrats, get the House, they won't impeach him? Meaning Kavanaugh. You don't think they'll impeach him? I think they will.
If they're going to do that to Trump,
they're going to get
Trump.
And if they can, they're going to impeach Trump, too.
I don't think they're going to go. You guys have way too much faith in certain people. I don't know. I think they're going to ride out these 2 years and think about the future.
That's what they're going to do. That's my choice.
No, but
they're
one of the things you got to understand. One of the things you got to understand is it's some new people coming up in there.
Yeah.
The more get along people ain't there anymore. It's some new people coming up in there that want to make a difference. And that you get a little bit of them new ones with some of them old ones, they going to do it. Because don't tell me Corey and Pamela ain't going to be spearheading it. Don't tell me, Warren ain't going to be behind it. They want him out of there because Trump is doing some stuff. Mm. So the Democrats, all they want is some power.
I vote blue all the time, man. But again, they show they ain't got no goddamn backbone, man. Right now, they should be out here. Again, but out here jumping on his ass. Again, I could run a whole damn ad campaign on all presidents in Russia. That's a whole goddamn ad campaign. Ain't nobody touching shit. I mean, so what I'm saying to them sorry asses, man, is, and that's why when I, in the beginning of the show, when I said once we get 45 out, we can go back to the normal bullshit, because that's what the Democrats bring, that bullshit. It's just not as eccentric as Trump bullshit. But again, they've shown themselves to be very spineless. And it don't mean you have to be non-professional to come back with a message. I don't mean that. I don't mean you got to slander. No, you just got to put the facts out there to people, because sometimes people forget. And if you're not constantly out there with these facts.
Go ahead. I don't think it's so much that they forget. I just think so much you keep beating the same dead horse. We know he's trifling. He's a liar. He's done all these things. Okay, and what? What are you going to do next?
Well, right now, the next move right now is I think that the Democrats, when they take control of the House and the Senate, and again, they only need 23 seats in the House and 10 in the Senate, and I'm pretty sure they're going to get them some bitches too. But when they take their version of take control is, we're going to try to do him like the Republicans did Obama. No, Obama wasn't fucking up like he is. So, again, I just think that that old pacifist shit, they're going to come in there with it. But right now, it's just a lesser of two evils. Because Democrats are rotten asses also. So it's just a lesser of two evils having Democrats back in the House. Unless they're going to do the shit the right way. And I don't see that happening.
I don't either.
Yeah, so we put Kavanaugh in, so that means for the next, and he looks, how old is that young? How old is he?
When the Democrats take control, you don't think they're going to try to put some of these restrictions and things that Obama had in place? You don't think they're going to try to put those back in place again?
I hope
so. They're going to check them on that.
And I'm saying I hope so, but I don't think they do shit like that. But go ahead, baby bro. What you saying?
No, I'm saying they're going to check him like that, like kind of put him in check, but they also going to go back all that shit he did with, what's his name, Comey, and all that. They're going to get him. They're going to get him
because if they don't get him, they're going to be in the same predicament that the Republicans are in. So they're going to go hard. They just walking softly right now so that they don't stir up some stuff, because them races get up out there to prove a point. They want to let sleeping dogs lie, and they want to try and just sneak right on in there. Because if you listen to them, they're right steady saying, we don't know. It's not necessary. The things are showing it, but they're saying it's not necessary, which is true. But when they get in there, it's going to be a difference, bro.
So I'm going to be a coward, a timid elected official, because I can't risk losing. And again, I say that, but when you are elected official, losing your job, if you're standing up for the right thing, you know, not that I know anything about that, but losing your job.
Hello.
That comes with the territory.
Hello.
Sometimes. But listen, that comes with the territory. Is it a job? Or is it a duty assignment that you have? To me, it's a duty assignment. It ain't a job. It's something I choose to do. So when you stop me from doing what I know I should do, and then I just shut up and go along to be along, am I really fulfilling anything other than financial needs?
But see, that's what it's about now. It's not the people aren't picking their officials. The officials are picking the people, and they're running the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's just some crazy shit, man. That and then again, everybody knows the allegations, et cetera, that are on 45 right now. Me personally, and again, with all respect to his office, there should be certain shit that he should not be allowed to do right now until we figure some shit out. And again, making decisions or nominations for lifetime appointments should be amongst that list of shit that he should be curtailed from doing right now.
There's a lot of stuff he's supposed to not be doing, But yeah, because of the Republicans, he get away with it. But like for instance, he's getting ready to release a whole lot of top secret documents. He want to make it public.
And that's crazy. That is crazy.
He wanna
smear putting people's life in jeopardy.
So, right. He want to make it public.
Hold on one second. So right now, I got to do like 100 push-ups right now, real quick, while we having this conversation, man. When you hit that releasing them documents, man, that's bananas, yo. That's
really
bananas.
Is.
I don't even begin to understand what the fuck that could be about, man. If that don't send a red flag up to the nation as a damn whole, that this shit ain't on the level, y'all. And you better check yourself before we have a new name for the country. Because I mean,
well,
again, you have operatives.
This is why November means so much, bro.
Man. And when he said that shit about declassifying these documents, just like some, okay, you want to fuck with me? I'm going to fuck with you. And that ain't what a president mindset should be. That ain't what it should be, man.
But he's been doing that from the beginning. He's been doing mine is bigger than yours all the time. You don't want to play in my sandbox, you know, you don't play at all.
And that's crazy, man. Like I said,
not only that,
nobody checks him. They just let him do whatever he wants to do.
And by doing stuff like that, y'all will talk about that for the next 2 or 3 weeks. In the meantime,
while I'm over here
it's 100 other things that they doing behind closed doors, and you don't know nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
But see, again, that's why I always go back to the abracadabra, because he is one big abracadabra. Because believe me, the actual magic trick is taking place somewhere else, man. And it ain't going to be good for a whole lot of motherfuckers, yo. He's good at deflecting.
He's good at deflecting, that's for sure.
I think that may be his real job. You just to deflect shit. Hey, wake up in the morning, get shit started. You on your own, handle this. And let us do what we got to do over here. You keep them busy over here, and we'll take this shit apart and put it together the way the forefathers intended.
and that's why the Republicans are letting them do it. They in the process of another tax break.
Yeah.
And this is the same guy that went to Puerto Rico and told them, you guys, because of your hurricane, you messing with my budget.
Before we get the fuck around with the death toll numbers, man, let's go back into this goddamn declassification of these documents. Now, again, being a military person, you know, I hope my name ain't. No, I'm fucking with you. What could be the benefit of that?
Smoke and mirrors.
Okay.
The benefit of that is what he's trying to do is all of Comey's little tic-tac texts, the people, all of those people in the FBI that brought the charges against him, per se. Any little thing
Manafort.
That they did, he tried, not Manafort, the FBI people. That's the stuff that he's going to let out. The stuff that show that he did some stuff wrong, that's not coming out. Just anything that he can find to show that anybody in the Department of Justice or the FBI is off their whacker. That's the stuff that he's going to let go.
No, but
and if
it's
means ratting somebody,
also to deflect too from he wants.
Yeah,
he's scared of what Manafort has on him too. It's to deflect from that.
He's deflecting with some major ass pieces, man. He's deflecting snatching people's security cameras away. He's deflecting by releasing when he declassifies these documents. Again, I get most of my news from CNN, man. But let me tell you something. In the last couple of days, I try to watch Fox News about an hour or two, and let me tell you, it gives you a better understanding how a motherfucker could take some shit and just straight make some other shit out of it. They like magicians, all of them. They could take a simple story and turn that story around to make you think that Donald Trump is a hero, and what in the hell is wrong with us for not appreciating that, for not getting down on the ground and letting him walk over us, man? Because, again, but even Fox had some controversial articles on Donald Trump where they're not really they 100% behind him. They're not 100-plus like they used to be. But when he released these documents, people now, again, just based on the news report, people's lives are going to be in jeopardy. Now, if that's true, wow. Would that be considered espionage? I mean, that got to be – if you release a classified shit that got undercover people name on it and now they come up frozen, is this some kind of goddamn war crime that is? It's got to be. Nobody.
But once again, the Republicans ain't going to do shit about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can cry all you want, but as long as they in office, ain't nothing. They ain't doing nothing.
It's going to happen. Yeah.
Didn't that man tell you, he can go on Fifth Ave and shoot somebody and nothing going to happen to him? Didn't he tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
He said.
Mm-hmm.
No. He said. Yep. Hey, but you know what, though? But again, can anybody from any perspective see a benefit to declassifying these documents? I don't get that. I'm doing it.
I
don't think it's actually anything that would hinder anyone. He's just, I mean, they classify people's last names to classify it because they've classified it. I don't think it's anything that's going to actually hinder anyone. So again, it's just keep you away from paying attention to what's really going on.
Well, now, see,
right,
again,
because,
but, go ahead, baby.
Because Manafort has a lot of information, and it's going to lead to Donald Jr. And that's what's got Trump so nervous, because I don't know if anybody has noticed. Everybody else Trump has talked about, has made fun of, ridiculed, but he has not said one bad thing about Manafort. I don't know if anybody has noticed that. But that's because he truly knows where all the bodies are buried. He has some stuff on him. He's talked about Cohen. He's talked about Flynn. He's had something to say about everybody. But all he says about Manafort is he's a good man. That's all he says about
him.
That's
only,
because he knows some stuff.
That's only because Manafort hasn't said anything about him yet. He, you know what I mean?
And he wants to make sure he doesn't.
He doesn't know more about Trump than Comey does. I mean, his ex lawyer. He don't know more about him than his ex lawyer.
I believe that he does, because he's heavily connected with Russia. Manafort
is
heavily connected, more so than Cohen is.
Hey, check this out. Did he fire Giuliani's ass? I ain't heard from Giuliani lately.
He's somewhere thinking up some more stupid shit.
All right, I'm sorry. Y'all go back to
the thing. Like Alzheimer's or something, or approaching on dementia.
I think Manafort was doing a lot of shit and Trump didn't know about it. I think the only thing they probably get Trump on is that meeting to get dirt on Hillary Clinton. I think he knows about that.
And that's the meeting that Don Jr. and Jared was in that meeting.
I think everything else, like collusion and all that, that's Manafort.
Well,
that's why he took that job for free.
Well, how we tie that into declassifying these documents?
Well, that's because that guy Orr.
He wants to
bring that guy Orr down, because Orr was working on that. He was the lead investigator on working on in that Russian investigation. That's why he's gunning for Orr now. 45 is gunning for Orr. He was the lead investigator in that Russia.
Yeah, they said Orr put in mad work, yo.
They said that's mad work.
So, but see, again, if that don't show the nation that something ain't right, that you just gonna, because, excuse me, the declassified documents, was the documents that he said they're going to declassify, got a lot of shit in there from Orr talking to operatives.
So Russia can't wait to get that information. So do you know how he's really going to compromise a lot of stuff that Orr worked on?
Yeah.
Russia already got that information.
What's the? I know Putin probably saying to himself, you know what? You know what, comrades? That was one of the best fucking investments we ever made in our lives. Investing in 45. That's one of the best investments we ever made. That motherfucker paid off dividends to somebody bigger than they could. They getting the return on investment that they can't even imagine. I got the president of the United States, who don't give a fuck about nobody but the president of the United States, working with us. If that's true, and I really hope it ain't true. I just hope he's a fucked up businessman, but I hope he ain't with the Russians, man. I do.
I also think Manafort can tell what 45 promised Russia in return for being made president. I think he can tell us exactly what all was promised to Russia. I also think he can give that information because it was a lot more to that too. And I think he can give more information in regards to that.
See now, because he chose to fuck with declassifying them documents, and you know I don't give a fuck what nobody say, the people on his team, they're not the sharpest tools in the shed. And don't get me wrong, I'd die to have any of their jobs right up until he realized to fire me, but they're not the sharpest tools in the profession. I'm not calling them crazy and stupid. So when they say they're going to declassify these documents pertaining to Russia, I'm almost willing to bet somewhere in the shit that he just determined needs to be declassified, it's going to be some incriminating shit against him. Because I know he done had his people scrub him to make sure he ain't in there. But again, he ain't got the sharpest tools in the shed. So these declassified documents, because it's wrong on so many levels, I'll bet you that shit come back to bite him square in his ass, man. That's what I believe.
Keep wishing. It's been, what, 2 years? Everybody always looking for that one big
Joker
happen. Card? Yeah. And they ain't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he knowing? To me, I keep telling you, it's Manafort, because he was working for oligarchs that had connection to Putin, and he got close to Trump, and he was giving
Russia,
them daily briefings.
And those mobs.
Yeah.
And those
he
big
was,
and mobsters,
letting,
Russian mobs.
He was letting them know what was going on over here as far as with Trump. But the thing with that meeting with the Russians, Donald Trump knew about that. And you lied about that. So, like I said,
he can connect that.
It's a lot of stuff he lied about. And if and when the Democrats get the House and the Senate, they're coming after his ass. Yeah, he might. His big distraction card then might be to go start a war. I start a war. Y'all ain't gonna be thinking about doing too much or nothing to me.
Well, again, some of the shit that leaks out of the White House, everybody knows, motherfucker. We giggle, but that definitely ain't outside of the realm of possibility now.
No, I'm giggling because it's true. That's how it usually goes. That's why I'm giggling, because that's what it's usually true. That's how it goes.
He said, if y'all motherfuckers don't get up off me, back up off me now. Okay, no. Okay, I'm going to tell you one more time. We'll be reading and tweeting. We'll be getting a tweet in the morning. If you still got a military ID card, what military base you got to report to?
So you're going to be watching TV one day, and it's just going to interrupt your program. It's just going to be a sign and say, y'all can kiss y'all ass goodbye. It's on.
Sad but true.
Hey, but watch this. Only on the attic, I'd like to say, we don't always talk about what we're talking about. So we started on declassification of documents, and we talked about 45 getting his ass up out the spot. But, hey, what about this hurricane, man, on some other type shit? Because I don't want to talk a whole podcast on them clowns in Washington, man. But I do know that we better wake the hell up, man. This hurricane came through and ripped some shit up, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of flooding down there in the Carolinas.
Yeah, man, it's looking crazy, man. Hey, but you know what? why people gotta goddamn donate money when shit like that happens? All the fucking money our government got. And that might sound crazy again. Why we gotta like donate money to shit like that? And don't get me wrong, I do. That's not what I'm saying. But our government got all that money. We pay taxes for shit like that. As soon as something happens, we got 5 or 6 lines of donation up, donate money here and there. Ain't that some shit the government should be taking care of?
Yep.
But it doesn't always get to whom it needs to get to, and soon enough for people to be able to utilize it.
After every catastrophe, they investigate all the goddamn sites that was asking for donations, and 85% and better they kept, and the rest they gave to the people.
A lot of them do steal, but having gone through a couple of disasters myself, they'll get there faster than FEMA any day, even if it's just water. They'll get there faster than FEMA any day.
Watch this, and I wholeheartedly believe that. But again, so that means what? Government regulations should be tighter or better improved, but we accept the fact, as with so much other shit the government does, that they suck at doing this, so we're going to go out. And now, even though we got all that money going to FEMA, we're going to go out and take these donations and shit. I'm just saying, just something that came across my mind. When the catastrophe strikes, our government should be there to bail motherfuckers out, not donations from people. We should go down and donate our time, or not even donate. You got to put people to work. They got to first get the number.
They got to first get the number together as far as how many people.
Hey, watch this. If we don't like the number, we'll just fucking change it. Change the number. Nah,
just change it.
Just change it, man. You got 1,000 people laying in the street, but 1,000 seems to be too big for you. So even though you looking at them and counting them, when you finish, you be 998, 999. All right, 325.
Yeah,
man says, ain't no way that many people died in Puerto Rico. Well, now, was that cold? What do you say? There's no way that many people died in Puerto Rico or something?
Yes, exactly what he said.
That number's not correct.
He was disputing that. He was disputing that number.
Yeah. So, and again, that was his message to Puerto Rico, who is a part of the United States, that we don't give a shit about you. In fact, you're not really one of us. That was the message to Puerto Rico. I mean, followed by the way our relief went to the last disaster they had. Now, what kind of shit is
that?
Well,
they did that to Texas when it was floating away, and they're just a drive away. They did it to Key West when they were underwater. They did it to here when, the wind was blowing us away. So, I mean.
No, they had aid for these states.
It's just their turn. I mean, unfortunately, it's their turn to get crapped on. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
Oh, yeah, it is. But again, his message to the Puerto Ricans was, hell with y'all. You ain't really a state anyway.
But that's what I'm saying. A state, he did the same thing too. Texas was floating away. Shit, hell, New Orleans floated away and damn near died. Thousands of people died in New Orleans, and that was a short drive away from the capital.
But see, okay,
so I don't understand
this.
Why anybody thought people would do anything different on a plane right away.
Well, that's what happens when you got.
For New Orleans. New Orleans is prominently black.
Yeah.
And you had a white president. So I ain't
Texas.
In no rush to do nothing.
They did the same thing in Texas last year.
But Texas, that was under Trump. Trump don't know what he's doing. Forget that 45. Trump don't know what he's doing. And people are following behind him, and this is why they can't get it right. But I guarantee you, if old Bush was in there, Texas would have been taken care of. Trump just don't know what he's doing. Trump just want to talk.
Well, anyway,
he could care less about Puerto Rico, so he did even less for Puerto Rico.
Yeah, but when
but
he gets somewhere
though?
Giving out all of these, when he's somewhere standing at a podium, at a microphone, giving out all this incorrect information, to me, the media, when they're in front of him with these microphones,
yo,
they need
man.
To shut him down.
Yo. Hey,
but they do, but the thing, the people who follow him don't care.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. They don't care about a factual
number. But I mean,
right
then and there. Right
then,
I mean, but I mean, right then and there. But I mean,
no,
like when he's giving, like when he's giving out these, when but I mean, I've seen him when he's giving out statistics, like when he's saying under his watch,
mm-hmm.
Unemployment has been at its lowest. They should say, excuse me, Mr. President, that is incorrect. Right then and there, shut him down. Tell him right then and there that is not
correct. That is correct. That is correct.
It has not been all under his watch.
It's not. Those numbers are skewed. Because they forget the people that are on unemployment and the people who no longer qualify for unemployment. That's how they count those numbers.
Right, but what I'm
saying
is
it needs to be clarified because the way he says it, it makes it appear that it's all under his watch and it is not correct. So it needs to be corrected at that moment when he says it. Because once he says it and it goes out there, people get the wrong perception when he says it. And then to go back later and print it, by then it's too late.
You got to realize he is the president, so you can't just say no. You lying.
Why? To me, he's not due any respect. The way he disrespects people and says whatever he wants to, all of that stuff went out the window. He talks about people. He belittles them. Why should he get any respect?
Once again, he is the president. He is.
Who cares?
Exactly. The way he talks about people, Maxine Waters, and the way he talks about different women, the way he grabs people in their private parts, we've passed that respect thing with him. We're way beyond that with him.
That's a dictator.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve any respect. We're way beyond that with him being a president. He's disrespected
that
title a long time ago. Yeah, come on. We're past that with him. Way past that.
What I'm saying,
it is what it is.
Yeah, we're past that. We're past that with him. But you go there and you say that anywhere in the vicinity of him and see what happened.
Look, somebody took off their shoe and threw it at Bush at a press conference. Does anybody remember that? When they took off a shoe and threw it at Bush at a press conference?
Yeah.
That was in another country, and they locked the guy up.
But my thing is, he was right. His bodyguards, the FBI, was right around him. To me, you should have never been able to get that shoe off your foot and
close,
throw it at the president.
But
they threw it.
Listen, as a bodyguard.
Come on, man. The norm is not the norm anymore. Trump is. He keeps showing us that the norm is not the norm anymore. So you can say and do whatever you want.
So. What we're going to have to do, right, is we're going to have to raise our voices to make sure we speak loud enough so everybody understands that your future is at hand. You got to get your ass out and vote. Again, and I keep telling people, this ain't like the presidency. Fuck that job. If we keep our governors and senators and congressmen, if we keep them right, we'll all be right. But if we sit around, and again, because our politics that we feel more state politics, so we can associate better at that level. Those are the levels that have direct effect on my life today. So, again, we handle what we can handle. And, again, when it comes to the president, they got the electoral college bullshit in play. So just keeping it 2,000, you never really got a say in that shit. You never really got to say that.
And I'm sorry, excuse me. Wasn't it on the Congress floor somebody yelled out to Obama, "You lie"?
You
lie.
Yeah, it was a congressman. Yeah. You're a liar.
Yelled that out to the President of the United States, "You lie." Right on the Congress, on the Senate floor. Are you serious?
And nothing happened to him.
Totally disrespected the President of the United States.
See, this man doesn't show you the rules and regulations. He just threw that out the window. So if it's good enough for him, it should be good enough for the rest of them. I understand it's the president. You know, you respect the office. But you ain't got to respect that nigga. Get him.
Well,
and I've never seen that done before, to, for somebody to yell that out to the president on the floor like that. You lie.
Yeah, they still respecting the office. You can't respect the office for the person that's in there. They ain't respect Obama. So why now you sit up there and respect them? So you're thinking about rules and regulations.
Not respecting Obama ain't going to get your ass fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But you fuck around and disrespect 45, he might make a phone call on that ass, huh?
How is that disrespectful by simply correcting him on his on his set?
Yeah.
How is that disrespectful?
Because
you sitting up here to me,
you know,
it's,
like,
it's like you saying,
wait a minute,
you're fucking up, but you gotta respect me.
No, I ain't saying you gotta. I mean, I wouldn't want to fuck with it, but I'm saying, as the president, he rotten as fuck. And don't get me wrong, but there's just some shit that I don't think it's appropriate to do.
How many of us have a boss that is just plain asshole? And who walk up to the boss and tell the boss he an asshole? Who?
You don't have to say that, but you can keep it moving. You stand for nothing. You fall for anything.
Thank you.
That's it. You keep that up, next thing you know,
you're
talking like
that. How many people stand
up
and tell their boss you lie like that on the Senate floor like that? I mean, the President of the United States. That's unheard of, but they did it.
But once again,
but
they did it.
Next thing you know, you'll be talking like, yes,
Hey,
is that a black man that did that?
All right, we're going to bring it all in, y'all. We're going to bring it all in. Because at 3 minutes and 45 seconds before our hour is up, I'd like to say our podcast tonight, again, as political as the subject matter was still about some bullshit about a man who probably, and again, I'm not privy to the damn hearings. I'm not privy to the documents from Judge Kavanaugh that they won't let anybody see. I'm not privy to sit in that Senate confirmation hearing when Professor Ford comes through and makes her allegations. But all those allegations says to me, that's not a job for that gentleman to do for the rest of his life. Because, again, I have no problem with getting drunk and passing out while you're partying. I mean, back in the day, if I get drunk and pass out now, I'll probably never wake up. But I'm saying back in the college days, come on. And if you did that once, you did that twice. If you did that enough that you and your friend wrote a book about it that included you, come on, man. Bow out gracefully. You still a damn judge. You know, you just don't have a lifetime appointment. So I think that the nation should get together, not make Kavanaugh, not appoint him as Supreme Court Justice. And that's going to send a dampening message of the 45 to get ready, because we've had enough of your bullshit. And now we're ready to move on. But again, if that don't happen, that's, instead of being a dampering message, it's going to be like giving him some goddamn Gatorade. You just revived his ass. So let's get out. Let's vote. And I really do mean this. Tap your neighbor. Don't tap your neighbor. You fuck around and get a sexual assault. Don't remind your neighbor. Remind your neighbor to vote. Remind your friends to vote. And again, if we could tip them towards voting blue, then that's all the better. But again, as Democrats, we have to organize. We have to get out there. We have to put the message out to the world that it is a very important time for us. And if we sit by, as we used to say in Eastside High School in Patterson, that's going to be your ass, man. That's going to be your ass. All right? So that's my voter registration plea. Anybody got anything else they want to close out with tonight before we shut this show down?
No, just make
Come
sure
on, baby,
you vote.
Boy, and give me some words of inspiration. Master Baby Boy, what words of inspiration do you have for young Grasshopper?
Actually, I like to give a message out to the college girls and just girls, period. Yeah, you do need to get out there and vote. Because, once again, I think I said this earlier and on a couple other shows, when this dude Kavanaugh get in there and they roll back Roe versus Wade, as Sister Sunshine has said one time, It's going to be, you know, the coat hanger and or a flight of stairs in my case. Now, the coat hanger to me,
she
that's
can get
kind of
back
messy.
Up.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the coat hanger is kind of messy. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be a lot of blood.
Mm.
The flight
okay,
of stairs,
so like we
just
were
like
saying,
you,
okay.
So I'm saying with a flight of stairs, it's just like you have your menstrual cycle.
Oh,
have a trip,
on.
You're on spot.
Really? Thank you for the consideration.
Oh, so I heard. So
yeah,
I heard.
Just vote. Just get out
spot.
There and vote.
There
it's
go.
Crucial.
Yeah.
But sometimes you got to scam.
You got to scare them.
What'd you say, baby girl? Just go vote, right?
Just vote. Just vote.
I'm going to try to vote twice.
See, what you
got to
remember is. What you got to remember is these millennials, they came up with a black president. They don't know about Reagan and all, you know what I'm saying, all that past shit. So to them, things is, you know, it's like normal.
Okay. So
they don't know.
Note, everyone have a wonderful evening. That's our podcast for this evening.
They should be good and scared now. They should be good and scared
now.
Yeah, like I said. 12 steps
just
ain't anyway, about
like said,
12 steps ain't about rehab.
That was pretty aggressive. They should be nice and scared now.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good night.
You're pregnant and your boyfriend's trying to take you
good
to
night.
Philly.
Good night. Good night. Love you.
That's a lot of stuff.